Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. This is a new week and a new book, in fact, another epistle in the New Testament. We have just finished 1 Timothy, so now we're going to move ahead in our fresh bread, our 5-minute devotionals. We do these on a regular basis, Monday through Friday. We don't do them on Saturday because I really want to encourage you to take Saturdays to read whatever portion of scripture your pastor will be preaching on that Sunday and use Saturday as a time for personal or for your family preparation for the Lord's Day. And then, of course, on the Lord's Day, just spend time in God's Word around the preaching of God's Word that day itself. But Monday through Friday, we're working our way through passages of Scripture, and we are now moving into 2 Timothy. So let me go ahead and read the opening verses. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. So this is what is known as a salutation. It's the way a letter in the first century would have been written, with a opening greetings that would identify the author, identify the one to whom the epistle is addressed, the audience, and also a key address, an opening statement that signals the direction of the letter itself. So the author of this epistle is Paul. Now, Paul is an apostle of Christ Jesus, and he says he's the apostle of Christ Jesus not by ambition, not by family ancestry, not by appointment of men, but by the will of God. In other words, God has chosen him for this calling to be one of the sent ones of Christ through whom the word of God is given in the completion of the New Testament. Now, he's an apostle untimely born in that he was not with Jesus from his baptism till his resurrection. Yet we are told by Paul and affirmed throughout the epistles that he was trained of the Lord in the wilderness and the desert regions over a period of time. So God has prepared him, and the risen Christ has ministered to him and sent him as an apostle, according to not only the will of God, but the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, he's letting you know he is a regenerate man. He is a man who's been born again by the grace of God. So on the one hand, he's just like every one of us who know Jesus. He's born again according to the promise of life that is in Christ. Now he's also unique. We all have unique spiritual gifts and calling, and Paul's was the gift of being an apostle and the calling to be an apostle. Now who's he writing to? He's writing to Timothy, the son and grandson of Lois and Eunice, the one who had come to Christ through the childhood ministry in his life of his mother and grandmother, the one who had been brought to maturity through the Apostle Paul, probably met him on his first missionary journey and then became his companion on the second missionary journey, and now is his companion while this epistle is being written. This epistle is being written while Paul is in prison. Now, this is his second imprisonment. This is the one that will end up in his death. And this is the last epistle Paul writes. There are 13 epistles that we know were written by the Apostle Paul, 9 of them written to a number of churches, and 4 of them are written to individuals, 1 to Titus, 1 to Philemon, and 2 to Timothy. This last epistle to Timothy is his last epistle, and it's one in which he is more or less placing his mantle of ministry upon Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. And this epistle is going to tell Timothy how to be an effective minister for Jesus Christ. And then he gives him his salutation of grace and mercy and peace. So we'll pick up with that salutation tomorrow. But now you know the author, Paul. You know the one to whom he is speaking, Timothy. You know the occasion. It is the second imprisonment of the Apostle Paul. Toward the end of his life, this would be in the early to mid-60s A.D., where Paul, like Peter, is about to lose his life. And this is the last epistle, so it's his last words. I think you'll find them interesting as we walk our way through them day by day. He's taking a slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.